am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns.
Is this what the conversations when they were building the castle sounded like?
All the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Did anyone else have that scene running through their mind while you were talking about that?
A
classic from Monty Python.
The Establishment of Kingdoms.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad I didn't live then, I'll tell
you
that.
Oh, man. I still don't get this king royalty thing. I really don't. And not to get political, but I believe the great majority of representatives and senators today have just created their own brand of royalty for themselves. And that's about time for another defenestration.
Defenestration. All right.
That's all you get. Let's get to the call.
That's all I get. All right. We do have open lines if you'd like to ring in. It's not a political show. It's not a travel show. It's a home improvement show. We just tend to get on some of Rosie's bunny trails every once in a while. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Let's go to Gilbert and welcome Casey into the conversation. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's your project?
Question for you.
Okay.
I have a two-level home that's approximately almost 4,000 square feet.
Okay.
And I've noticed with the summer coming up, the upper-level walls get it pretty warm to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking at the spray foam insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what your opinion on that as far as, is it a good investment?
It is. This is an existing home, Casey.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in it. It's 4,000 square feet. How many summers have you lived in it?
This will be our fourth summer coming up.
Okay, so you're familiar with about what your summer cooling bills are. 4,000 square feet. How many kids?
Two kids.
Okay, does it have a swimming pool?
It does.
Is it all electric?
Yes.
And you live here year-round?
Actually, the swimming pool, is it electric or gas?
Well, it's an electric motor. The heater may be gas,
correct.
But yeah. But the house, house is all electric, or you do have some gas?
I do have some gas.
Okay. So in the summer, what temperature does your family keep this 4,000 square foot home?
78.
Okay. And so your summer bills are running probably right at 450, 500, 550?
Yeah, they get up there.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Well, the first thing you ought to do, Casey, is get a whole house energy audit done. Have you had that completed yet?
I have not.
Okay. Look, that costs $100, okay? And that's going to analyze. That's going to take thermal imaging of your entire home, all your ductwork and everything, and it's going to give you a very strategic plan on what to do first rather than just guessing, because if insulation in your current home has a 5% void because the installer missed a little area, or because someone's been in the attic installing some sound around speakers and they've moved some insulation, if there's a 5% void in your insulation envelope, it is 50% less efficient. 50%. So we're going to take a thermal image of all of your exterior walls and make sure we don't have any of those voids, okay? But foam is an excellent investment if you shop it. And I'll tell you, there are foam people out there that are charging three times what it's worth. So in your solicitation of quotes, I want you to call Dennis at Thermal Advantage. And have him come out and take a look at it. And get a quote. But Casey, really, you ought to start with one of the energy auditors on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. That's Green ID or RIAS. And get that whole house energy audit done first. And then if once that's done, you want to call me and let's visit over it. I'll help you decide what might be the first next best thing to do to ensure your highest return on investment. And boy, this story is about ready to change, because all the APS energy rate changes are going into effect now, and the summer rates kick in May.
And what diligent and smart homeowner can do with this energy audit is then you can see and identify where your best return on those energy savings are. And once you do the first task, you know, you don't have to do it right away, but then take what you save off of that in energy use and use that to apply it back to the next thing on your energy
audit. There you go.
And the foam insulation is a great way to start on that, for sure.
It really is. We can hardly accomplish the level of insulation we want on a current new standard home today without the use of foam. Even if we go with cellulose or fiberglass, we still have to start with a foam. All right, Casey, get that home energy audit done by Rias or Green ID, and let's go from there. When we get back, it's Brent from Surprise and Jeremy.